USC student Katie Langava was on her way home September when the train crashed.
So I was just taking train. I was working on, an essay for one of my classes. And I actually looked out the window and I could see the other train coming towards us. But maybe because it was so brief, but it didn't really register to me what was going on. I just didn't really take it in. But then I don't remember the impact at all, which I'm very grateful for. And I just remember coming to on top of lots of debris.
Langawa is angry that a train engineer's cell phone almost cost her her life. Her 25-day hospital stay forced her to temporarily drop out of school. Representatives from Metrolink and Connex Rail say they thoroughly screen employees, but NTSB Board of Inquiry Chairman Catherine Higgins says they don't.
I guess I'm underwhelmed by the system that's currently in place, which I haven't heard any that has been changed at all since the accident, other than that we now have a federal requirement.
Text messages reveal Robert Sanchez offered passengers a turn at the controls. He texted a teenage railroad fan and said, "I'm going to do all the railroad talking. You're going to run the locomotive." Higgins says this is a major Metrolink policy violation.
We're talking about serious rule violations in this particular accident in three areas. In the calling of signals, in the use of cell phones, and in the issue of unauthorized passengers riding and, in fact, driving the train with the engineer.
Testimony reveals the engineer violated the cell phone use policy twice in the past, but he only received warnings. Connex says they annually assess employees and follow up on violations, but that a staff of 160 people can only do so much. Connex and Metrolink will add forward-facing cameras to every train, in addition to complying with a federal ban on cell phones. The hearing continues tomorrow. Karen Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.